Blog Talk Radio. Come get this teaching arranged by the author Sherelle Omiika Bidiako Garth. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Well, we've taken our music to another place, somewhere out there in the middle of space. Busting out with lines of ebonics, reducing ourselves to a level of demonics, when we can be pushing albums that flaunt it. Instead, we choose to front it. Well, we don't take without giving back. We do this in order to circumvent lack. It's a fact. It's the principle of reciprocity in act. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Well, we've gone from paying some dues to singing someone else's blues. We can't continue to allow ourselves to be used. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. We went from segregated to integrated to miseducated, now to reeducated. It's time. It's time. We've been dedicated before we soon regret it. Put down the pipes. Lift up your heads and let's possess the mics. For we're taking this music to a brand new height. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Once rendered mute, unable to use the words of our own pursuit. We've got a brand new vocabulary at our disposal. While we're not even writing our own proposals. While the stories of the ghetto hood unfold, of the coming one to be foretold. Didn't you know it? That it's our time now to manufacture our own flavor of rhyme. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Let's take the message to a higher ground, like Stevie Wonder and James Brown. Well, we don't have time for fooling around. Let's take the beat. Let's take the beat where we can all get down, where we can all get down. Knowledge and truth is what the people want to hear in this critical time of living in fear. Let's possess the stage like the coming of the new millennium age. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Now I'll ask you, are you the one? Or is there another to come to take this music to a high level? And if you aren't, then come get this teaching and give it to those who I'm not reaching.
Welcome to Care to Read. This is Omiika. You've got your advisor, the one you need, and your advocate, the one you should also carry with you as well. I'd like to welcome you to Care to Read. This evening's segment is going to be centered around a very powerful session, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a call in that a very, very important saint needs people to go in the spirit realm, intercessory on behalf of a saint. And you know, if we call ourselves spiritual and when we get that call, things have to be changed around. So this evening I made some changes in our guest speakers because I called in the saints today to let them know that there was one of our members who was down in the spirit, and we have to resurrect that person back. So on this air, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to attend to the fact that we are going to be using the powers that be. You know, there's a mighty wind, they tell me, that's blowing, and on this air, it's definitely going to be blowing today. And that mighty wind that I'm talking about, we believe that that mighty new wind is blowing men everywhere. They're hungry for practical techniques that will show them how to fulfill the good desire of their heart. And we believe that we have these techniques and powers, and we will offer them to everyone. Anyone who come on this air today is going to be able to experience this touching vibration without distinction. And we have the confidence that with this, we will help and we will aid and assist as intercessors today. The Holy Spirit, we are welcoming here in this audience to be a part of what we're about to do. And we will be teaching and admonishing and all who are willing to learn how to overcome whatever is keeping them from their higher good. I mean your higher good. What we believe that you have to do is believe that you have a purpose here today, ladies and gentlemen. Today we can see and hear evidence of the mighty new wind of the preachers, the teachers, the talk show hosts, the seminar leaders, and others who are talking about omnipresence. The presence of God is here now. I hope you can see him on the airway or see her on the airway, and he's moving throughout this room and the world. They speak of this dream and desire being fulfilled, and the Holy Spirit is teaching now more so than ever before, teaching of the ability to heal all manners of diseases through touch, spoken word, Reiki healing, vibration healing. We're calling all of these medias out today that have that capability. Getting this mighty new wind to cooperate won't be difficult. We receive the guidance to fulfill this desire of aha. It is our desire to cooperate with the Holy Spirit today. And we invite the Holy Spirit to teach you and all other manners of man all things needed to live their highest good. Right here and right now on Care to Read, you will be able to experience the higher good. Let me stop for a minute and say hello to our listening audience. If you're out there in the air listening audience, hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
And who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Minister Deborah.
How are you, Minister Deborah? Thank you so much. I'm sure you felt that vibration of the mighty wind moving, and
yes.
I see him moving on the airways. I'm sure he's moving in the frequency in your direction as well.
Yes. Most definitely.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Deborah answered the call today. I told her that a saint, and I do mean saint, ladies and gentlemen, had fallen upon ill health. By some figment of imagination, they thought that they could take this saint down. But they didn't know that she had a great adversary that know how to call all of the saints together so we can get a prayer through. Now, this evening, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to let you know so that if those of you who are intercessors can call in. If you call yourself an intercessor and you have been intervening as an ombudsman person on behalf of anyone in your past family life and you would like to call in today, I'm telling you to do so. We're laying Maddie Harvey's name out there. We're not afraid to put it out there because we want we want Satan to tremble when we call the name of Maddie Harvey because he's got to take his hands off of her. He's got to, doesn't he, Devin?
Yes, he does.
Doesn't he, Devin? He don't have a choice, does he?
That's right. Because
he don't have no choice.
Absolutely. Two shall agree on
absolutely
earth. Anything that shall be done. And whatever we bind on earth.
When one or two agree in anything touching and agreeing on this earth, it shall be done among them.
Yes.
And if our word abide in him and he abide in us, we can ask what we will today. Now, this lady that I'm speaking of, on behalf of Maddie Harvey, she's prayed people through the night. She's prayed babies through the night. She's prayed sick young men through the night. She's had her hand in people's life. And when she hears of somebody being sick, the only thing she said is, come on, let's go. Now, we're getting ready to go right now, Deborah. Did you hear what I said? Come on,
yeah.
Let's go. We're going to offer up a song, Precious Lord, then we are going to touch and agree and begin to start the moaning and the groaning because, see, we're going to get a prayer through today. We're going to get the ear of the king today. Ladies and gentlemen, In the meantime, as we begin to get ready to pay some bills out there, let us go to Precious Lord.
Amen.
I am weak. I am weak.
and we say, Ashe, Ashe. People, this session is going to be a little different than what you're accustomed to because we are incorporating the African theological methods. And if we say Ashe, that means that we all agree. The title of this sermon today is going to be, And It Shall Be, meaning whatever we decree will come to pass. I'm going to ask Deborah if she would come forward and stand with me because we always have to remember that we must ask the elders and the audience, do we have permission to speak? And if the elders would give us that consent to go forward, we would like to dedicate this libation going to the east, the west, the south, and the north, all court cardinal direction. That libation is poured so that we could call and invite all spirits to be present here with us today and all saints to be present because we do not do anything without acknowledging our ancestors and our elders because we know it is their shoulders we stand upon today. I am not preaching any homegoing. Don't get it twisted. I am not releasing this dear soul to go anywhere. We are calling her back from the annals and the deep. We're calling her back today. And we are using energies and frequencies to do that. We're calling her because we're decreeing the thing today. And it says, this lesson is being taken from Daily Inspirations for Better Living, coming out of the light unto the humanity. And the Daily Living of Inspiration has been a great guide to me. And I had no idea it would be so valuable. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, is what the word tells us. How light, we must remember that no matter how light things appear to be, the darkness might appear to be, we have to understand that we are overstanding the situation. How lightly we take these words in our conversation with others, or that we might even think that it's just a saying that we decree a thing. But today, as we decree this, it shall be established unto us. We decree that Maddie Harvey will recuperate and gain full coverage. We decree that she will supernaturally have a healing where all forms of cancer have been eradicated. We decree this thing today.
Yes.
Not because we're asking any permission, because we are given the right as sons and daughters of God. We are given the right to decree a thing. I'm going to ask Deborah to come forward and to offer a prayer, and then we'll go right into our word after station identification. Deborah, would you come forward?
Yes, Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And we seek you. My sister Sherelle and myself, we seek you wholeheartedly, and we make this decree this night, and we pray that the spirit of cancer will be canceled tonight. We just cancel out all traces of cancer tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah, and we just thank you for a quick recovery of my sister, hallelujah, Maddie Harvey. We call her name out tonight in the heavenly tonight.
Oh, yes.
And we come against the spirit of premature death, and we rebuke premature death tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for we know that your son, Yeshua, was wounded. He was wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by your stripes we are healed, which that means that's past. It. We already healed. We decree it. We're not giving out a negative word tonight, but we're speaking the word of the Most High. And we speak healing tonight for my sister Maddie Harvey. We command you, Satan, and all your demons that's around them, even the doctors, hallelujah, and even pharmaceuticals that's giving out his chemo. We curse and break that operation. We break it right now because the Father has given us power over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by in any means harm her, Maddie Harvey. She belongs to the Most High. She is a servant of the Most High. We pray your divine protection, and we cover her with the blood of Yahushua, Jesus, Yahushua. We cover her with the blood of the Holy Lamb tonight, that she will be protected. And, Father, that you would make other alternative measures for her, and that you would bring her out of there into a place that you would have her to be, hallelujah, so that she can receive alternative medicine, hallelujah. So, Father, that her cells won't become damaged by the chemo and the burning. Hallelujah. We thank you for a miracle tonight. We thank you for moving by your holy angels. That your holy angels are all around her tonight and minister to her. And we thank you for a quick transition, that you will work things out, shift things, and change things around, and move out of that very presence where she is into a safe place, into a safe haven. To receive healing, divine healing and alternative healing. And we thank you for it tonight. In your name, in your son's name, Jesus, Yahushua. Amen.
Thank you, Deborah. Beautiful, beautiful prayer. Thank you so much. I know we believe that we live in a limited three-dimensional world, but I came to tell you today, congregation, airways, you live in the universe. Mother Nature herself is hooked up with us, and she's highly yoked with us. We're highly favored today. I want you to know that you live beyond a three-dimensional world. I want you to know that you collaborate and cooperate with a Godhead that lives on the inside, operating on the inside so you can see the manifestation on the outside. I want you to know that because your words are powerful, they're like a three-edged sword. They cut going in and cut coming out. And if you decree a thing, and if you speak a thing, it will be established unto you. I know what I'm talking about because Mary Harvey stood with me, and we decreed in the hospital walls, we called forth the energy of my dear brother who had been pronounced dead. We called him back.
Yes.
He gained 5 more years and lived on to go and tell his testimony in the church. This day I decree a thing. She is going to get a remarkable recovery and a report. I ask you today, whose report will you believe? Because when it's over, she'll be able to go to the doctor and they won't find a trace of this idiotic disease disaster that has infiltrated her body.
Yes.
And because we know that words are more than just spoken words, we know that they are powerful words, and I want you to be more than three-dimensional today. I want you to see yourself elevated and hovered over your situation, Maddie Harvey. I want you to look at cancer in the eyes and tell cancer, not this time, cancer. Not this time will you betray us and take God from our family. Not this time.
Please.
I have work to do. And I want you to understand that people, when forces come together, when energies come together, frequency is what I want today.
Yes.
I want a vibration that will frequently begin to go across the airways into the room of that Harvey and give her one touch. I'm asking for one touch today. That's all I'm asking for today, because we know that we are God's today. And we are vibrating like God's today. And with the energy we carry, what good would it be if we couldn't heal anyone today? Didn't you say greater things that we will do than he's done? Then it's time for those greater things to come forth. And we are decreeing this thing today.
Yes.
We're not bowing down. We're not bowing down, crying and asking. We are demanding. What did the word say? He said, watch over his word so he can perfect it. He also said, command you me.
Yeah.
I'm commanding the forces to be today, the universe, Mother Nature, the oceans, the rivers, because we are connected and divinely connected. These organizations and parts of deities know who they are. They are rooting for Maddie Harvey. They are pulling for her. And they've just been waiting for us to ask them to be a part of this session today. Because of her kindness and her loving heart and her ability to give freely, now the earth will give freely to her, and she will gain full health of all her limbs, and she was getting full control of
yes.
all her vocal cords, her ability,
Thank
all
you.
Her other signs will be lined up. We're not sitting here begging you today, Satan, you take your hands off my sister. We know it's a figment of imagination. We know that it's all in the mind. This is a mirage we're looking at because we have overcome them. In the end, it already says we won. So we're taking this fight by force today. We're calling you out, Satan, that you already have lost. So right now, we are telling you, Maddie Harvey is in no way going to have to plead and beg with you. She has great intercessors that will stand in the gap for her today. We are decreeing this thing today. And we have the mind of Christ. We ought to come before boldly because the throne and the veil has already been torn. We know this because at one time we needed priests to go before the Lord. Now that the veil has been torn and the great sacrificial lamb has been sacrificed, we can
yes.
go boldly to petition on her behalf today,
yes.
knowing that we don't need sheep and cattle that have been slaughtered because the ultimate sacrifice has been laid down.
Oh,
and as
yes.
we stand before the audience today, we talk about energy
Hallelujah.
Healing. We talk about consciousness. This is time for us to use our consciousness to bring into being. Let me settle down and
yes.
count breaths. As I begin to take my vital signs, I ask you to take your vital signs with me, taking deep breaths and breathing in, letting the inspiration of God come in, letting the exhaustion of any negative mind come out. As we begin to take these breaths on behalf of Maddie Harvey, we increase our breaths. We increase our faith. And, Father, I'm asking you to add 15 years to her life. And just like the brother was in the Bible, he said, Lord, I'm going to turn my face to the wall, and I'm asking for you to add 15 more years
yes.
to her life.
Hallelujah.
God, she was able to give it to him, and
Thank
he was your
you.
Child. What more will you ask? What more will you give to Maddie Harvey? You said you are no respecter of person. What you've done for one, you do for the other.
Yes.
Now, Father God, as we stand before you today, we stand before you in royalty as queens and kings and priestesses.
Yes.
We are your ambassadors,
Thank
Lord.
You.
And, Father, we have done much, much work in your name, and we have much power in our hands. All power is in our hands today. What good would it be if we weren't able to heal anyone, Father? As we lay our hands on the computers today and send the frequency waves across the airways with the Reiki healing, we're asking you to heal today, Lord. We're asking you to vindicate. And, Father, whatever violation she has made in her body, whatever mistake she has made, we stand in the gap, Father, and we ask you to vindicate her and
yes.
Michael, her angel, hold her up, Michael, so she can rest at night. Give her sweet rest at night.
Thank
because
you.
This trouble that she's in, boy, she can't make it through the night. And sometimes it's so hard, Lord. Sometimes she's calling on her mother and her father because she don't know what to do to get through the night. Help her make it through the night, Father.
Yes.
Help her understand that this too will pass in a little while. This too will pass. Help her to understand that because of this thing, it has called many to come together, and all things work together for good for them that love the Lord. And we know Maddie Harvey loves the Lord. Father, let this be a temporary thing, and let confusion
yes.
pass
yes.
her by. Let confusion pass her by, because
yes.
there's a mighty wind blowing today.
Hello.
A mighty wind blowing. And the wind that we're blowing, it will make change in the communities, in her household, in her life, Lord. Father God, I don't know no other way to put this than to let you know she's a saint, Father. She is a saint, and we know that many will be affected by her loss here. We know that many have been affected by her presence here, and there's much work she has to do, much work. She says she wants to run on for you, Lord. She says she wants to be an ambassador for you, Lord. She says she wants to go to Africa and feed your children. Can you not spare her this time? We're asking the ancestors to speak on our behalf. We're asking the deities to speak on our behalf. And, Father, they are more with us than are with them. So as these ancestors stand with us, they are petitioning you. asking you to let Maddie Harvey off the hook, to let her freely go, because this time, Father, saints are praying for her. Maybe in the past when she became ill and she had to endure and go through, maybe she didn't have the intercessors. But right now, Lord, she's got the intercessors, and we're standing in the gap like soldiers, like
yeah.
ambassadors. So we are not sitting here unbeknowing about our power and about our skills. We
yeah.
know the manner of man that we are. We know the skills that we have. Therefore, we are decreeing this thing today. And whatsoever a man or woman decrees, it will be established unto them. And we're asking you to establish our continence today, Father. Establish Maddie Harvey's continence. Establish her children's continence so that they will see the great glory of the ability for God to do great things in a family. Let them be able to look upon us with belief and begin to say, I believe, and let them
yes.
testify and dedicate their lives back to you, Father. Father, we know that you live inside of us. We know that we can't do this thing on our own. We cooperatively work with you on one accord. We are gods today, Father. And the Bible said we will line up with the gods. And if we know that we are gods, we are to call one another God. And I'm saying, good morning, good evening, God. It is now time for you to perform, to align yourself with the great almighty God that resides
yes.
in you. You have his essence. What are you doing taking death laying down? What are you doing taking a layoff? What are you doing? Step up and be a God and step out. And step out on faith today, because he didn't give you this spirit for you to lay down to nothing. He gave
yes.
you the spirit because he wanted you to decree a thing. Now you decree a thing in your family's life. Decree a thing in your children's life. Decree a thing in that hospital. And when you decree that thing, you walk in there as if it's finished. And you take back that loved one. And you thank God. And you reminded that it was God himself that collaborated with you on those accords so that you could walk away and have the victory. The angels in heaven will marvel today because they too will have the victory. Maddie Harvey, you won't go at this thing alone. You cannot go at this thing alone. There's too many saints that have forgotten about the work that you've done and the good work that you started. We will be careful so that you can finish it, so that your good works will not be spoken of as evil. Your good works will not be spoken of and forgotten. We will make sure that today, this day, that the angels in heaven will come out. God will even part the sky to come out and assist and aid in your recovery this day. And Father God, I pray that her son is on his way, making his way today, that he will come through and he will begin to start to the process of healing. And as I bring myself back down to a meditation of pause, I thank you, Lord, that you've given me energy that I can fire myself up, Lord. Because
yes.
when I get ready to do the spirit and the fighting, I've got to go into a deep spirit, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you that you've already prepared a place for her. I thank you that you've already laid out a place where she could go and recuperate and overcome this thing. And Father, take the tears away from her. Take the bad taste away from her. Let her be able to digest food. Let her be healthy enough to take this journey, Lord. Help her to go into that Botanica, Father, with full persuasion that she has already overcome this thing. We are only living in an illusion. What we see is really not here. The mind doesn't exist. Holy Spirit, Father, help her to understand that as she look at that illness, to come outside of herself and look at it and see that she has already been healed. Let her understand that this is a figment of her imagination, an illusion that the devil wants her to believe. Don't accept it. Don't let her accept it as her own, Father. Let her give it back. Give it back to from whence it came, the pit of hell. And, Father, I thank you, as I always thank you, for stopping by to watch over our situation.
Yeah.
And Father God, help Maddie to knit herself back together again, Father. Father God, help her to knit herself back together. For a long time, Father, she has been widowed. And for a long time, she has waited on the words from you, Father. Give her a word today, Father. Give her direction. Give her guidance in her heart, Father. Show her what work she's supposed to do. Give her an oracle reading today so she know what manner of man and what she's supposed to be doing. And, Father, we'll be grateful to give you all the glory and all the praise. And we just magnify you. And we're going to go to a poem here and the mind of Christ, and then we're going to come right back to my sister Deborah, who's in the audience that is assisting me today. Thank you very much, Deborah.
Mind of Peace, arranged by the author Sherelle Omiyika Bidiako Garth. You have the mind of peace that just won't cease. Keep your mind stayed on Him and your peace. It will continue to increase. Create the mind of peace within you, which was also in the Creator too. Now you know just what to do. Be strong in the power of His might, and don't give up this fight. Walk in the Spirit and not in sight. At times, it will look like the enemy is winning, you'll think. And just when you're at the end of your brink, He'll throw you a lifeline so you won't sink. When you send out the SOS sign, then you would have already completed the test. You have the mind of peace that just won't cease. Keep your mind stayed on Him, and your peace will continue to increase. Now remember that you are no longer held at ransom, because the debt was paid with quite a handsome price for your peace that will continue to increase. With a mind stayed on Him, your peace will continue to increase.
And we're offering my sister peace today. Shalom, peace, I say. Restoration and peace, I say. And Deborah, will you come and offer a poem or a prayer, a word of wisdom, please?
Yes, I just want to say, kind of like reiterate on the prayer and how we are spoilers. We are spoilers against the principalities that be, that work against us. Their job is to work against us, but our job is to be spoilers and to bind the strong man. When we go in and bind the strong man, we spoil his goods. We spoil his principality. It says even Yeshua, having made a show openly, he spoiled that principality. And so he triumphed over, and we can truly triumph tonight over our sister Maddie Harvey. Amen.
And so the triumphing and spoiling him, I love that, because when you do it openly, folks know that you have triumphed over something. I love that. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yes. So I have a poem here, and it talks about the woman of destiny. And it's called as well She Energy, S-H-E Energy, She Energy, not She Energy. And it says, woman of destiny. It sounds like a marinated symphony. Oils, wines, vinegar, spice, and everything nice. Yes, I am she, the woman of destiny. Crushed with the finest black grapes. Then aged like a vintage red wine. Stored in a hidden cellar until the pulse of time. For I can no longer fermentate. About to burst to make my escape. I am my beloved, and he is mine to equalize. Searching afar with a fishing hook line, carefully reeling him in with an immediate call to respond. Well, I want you to know that I have spawned smack dab into heavenly sublime. Just one compatible kiss from my delicious lips with tickle your spine, leaving you clinging into a trellis of a vine as your heartbeat throbs solely to resonate with mine. Hey, this sister is comfortable in her skin. Visual properties being a light brown wheat, smoother than the shea butter body cream, nourishing the daily to my cosmetic scheme, befitting the profile of a Hebraic queen, shouts, I am altogether lovely. You see, we can ponder over the mystery of each other, sharing destined purpose, one with the universal law of attraction. As a full moon declares, love is fragrant in the air. There is no one who could possibly compare the way you take your bird's eye view and stare as two lonely ships passing in conjunction trying to get somewhere real fast. and you having to do a remarkable double take as if to say, excuse me, haven't we met before someplace? And my proactive reply to that is yes. This is what you would call classically serendipity. I am the congenial woman of your dreams in case you do not perceive. Floats like a butterfly and produces nectar like a bumblebee. Therefore, being entrenched with she energy seeks this own level deep, calleth unto the deep. Surfing here, pursuing there, oh, where can my true love be? But when the summons went out into the distant winds, it was not yet time to be unveiled. You see, there was still a little bit more of me to be engaged. For I have been bought with a price hidden in sight. You don't have to think twice. Not so streamlined, but my internal beauty will settle every doubt that you cannot dare live without. I am your soulmate, tied up in a shoelace, never to be displaced, never to be displaced. Destiny has brought me full circle into your space. For my love is rich as it transforms into a bedazzled smile while envisioned cuddling safely into your boards and arms, only to gaze up with the peer into a pair of exotic marble eyes. They're the wonders of your soul, uniquely explains it all. Meanwhile, enthralled by your sultry clarion voice that runs up and down the scale of musical notes, only to segue into a signature quote. Yes, our chemistry affection is matchless, therefore rise to this momentous occasion, for it is time to install love projected out of a spoken word. Critically thinking, I could never imagine myself romancing a bronze stone left for the exhibit in the marketplace where the deer and the antelope roam. While you would be my city, a carousel of delight, no hard liquor in sight, spoiling my appetite, but mutual in toast to the pinnacle of life, while slowly sipping on a cocktail of pristine organic wheatgrass. Aiming the lustrous backdrop would be the embellished hues of turquoise blues and greens fashioned out of grandeur light of skin. Perhaps together we can harmonize, making good dialogue, even completing one another's myriads of thoughts. Not to mention always acting ladylike, politely asking you the time, for you are the only one that intoxicates after your own kind. Prompting my etiquette charm. Yes, I am a delicate woman, never to be highly publicized as a hoochie mama, soft-spoken and still passionate in my visual acuity over rare prodigies, relishing in the intrinsic winds of a warm Indian summer breeze, being fully embodied with ocean-filled dreams, whispering intimate secrets into the chambers of my inner ear. As you mirror my countenance, utterly amazed, to gingerly wipe the crocodile tears that gushes bodies of poetic streams down my inherent high-boned cheeks, therefore inciting sheer delight to this poignant degree that I am the revealed she energy and phenomenally depicted as woman of destiny.
Excellent, excellent.
Thank you.
And Deborah, I think Maddie would love that poem. I have one for Maddie that is one of her favorites that you do for her called Dreaming of Africa. I haven't did that one in a while. Once I dreamed that I was Africa, and I had become Mother Earth, and to all human beings I had given birth. Doing my labor pain, my water broke. That's when I heard the Creator spoke. You created the now that runs for miles and miles. And by the way, your bones were left here from before. That is, if you're still keeping the score. You see, in the beginning, it was the womb. For it was here long before the pyramid tombs. And with one touch of my hand and a grain of sand, I had created the hot Sahara desert land. Ever since then, it's been a real mystery to man. Then the stars said, my friend, all you have to do is just speak into the wind, and your wish will be at our command. So I spoke into the wind as they commanded, first to the east and then to the west, and you know the story of the rest. I began to challenge them to a little test, you know, to see which one was truly the best, to see whose thunder was the loudest and whose lightning was the greatest, and out of this the rainbow was created. Of red, yellow, orange, and platinum gold. which I fashioned into a ring to have and to hold. I wore a crown like Nefertiti on the top of my head. And at the command, the Dead Sea Scroll gave up the dead. And the Dead Sea Scroll, it stood up and it rolled. And that's when I finally had to stand back and take a pose. The Deltas and I even brought a line over. After the neophytes finished stepping to the beat, they had created the stair-step pyramid just to rest their feet. This became known as one of the seven greatest wonders of the world. For a prize, the earth gave up diamonds and pearls. While on tour across overseas, I commanded all of Europe to attend her deeds. And if she refused to my heed, she would find herself on her knees. After my work was finished, I called forth all four corners of the earth to refresh and to quench my thirst, causing them to bring forth all of the minerals of the earth. And up sprung a fountain of mineral water, just like the flavors that I had ordered. And at this time, fruity passion orange and originated on the scene, and lemon lime speckled green came on the scene and was born. Then the nectar parted the sky just to board a jet to fly to Egypt to have a little chat with me. While we cooled ourselves off by the Atlantic Ocean Sea, we drank the finest juices and sipped on original teas. We were experiencing the good life, you see. I asked the Creator to reveal the mystery. He said, "My child, there is no history, so you can just get up off your knees now then, if you don't mind, please. For I am in you, and you are in me. And you've already seen what the Creator can do, which is also in you too. Now, there is something that I want you to do, and that is to act like me until your life is through. Why, with the very spoken words, you've already created your very own existence. But remember, from the beginning of time, man has always been in resistance. Why, Master, everything that I ever requested, you've always granted. Now, when I stand before you, I must say that God is the greatest. That will be the only words that are chanted. God is the greatest. For my loud cry, the Sphinx shall be awakened from their long slumber. Now that this lion has come out from under, I'll return to the land like the Creator once planned. And my name, yes, my name shall be called once again Africa, Africa, all across the land."
Beautiful.
That is a poem that I use so many times with children, and we did segments of it, and it kept coming to life, and more life started being breathed into it. And I wanted to use that today to bring the breath of life out there, the breath of Mother Africa, Acadia land. And that's a term that was taken from us people. We were given the name Africa by Europeans, but however, yeah. Acadia land is really where we also have another name that they call it. I can't think of it now, but there's another African name that they give it. It's called Ile Ife, and they created the Garden of Eden in Africa, and Ile Ife was the original name that the Africans used, and we've gotten so far away from ourselves that we don't know ourselves anymore. And my sister was just so desperately wanting to go to Africa, be a part of that struggle, that movement. And I believe she's going to experience that in her spirit. And I'm asking that, you know, the Creator will allow her to see herself in the motherland, and she will be healed. And if she keeps that vision before herself, then it could come to pass. I believe that.
Yes.
And spoken words are very powerful, Deborah, don't you believe?
Yes, that just spoken words are really powerful. Those words go out in the airways as well. Positive words, healing words, words of deliverance, they go out in the atmosphere and do good, just like the negative and do bad.
And they can fight. Your words can fight for you. And I was in a battle once, and I figured if I could create words in the spoken words that would fight for me. I created this one called Power in the Word.
Yes.
So you couldn't deal with the intellectual queen. Didn't mean you had to resort to using schemes. Threatened my very level of existence. Didn't you know that I would be in resistance? You hijacked my job. Worked a deal with the mob. Now I can barely stay alive. Doing everything to survive. Your operation doesn't seem legit. Why, you ought to quit. But there's power in the word. There's power in the word, which is what I've heard. Power in the word. There are nearly over 50 powerful words in the universe. Would you like me to chat you a few verses of the powerful words that I've rehearsed?
Mm.
Let me let you in on a little tip.
Yeah.
I'm the real master of this ship. I will determine the level of state that I will enter into this debate. For it's not my real essential nature to use my forces to hate you. But if that's what it will take to debate you, I'll start by making my words sweet today to avoid from having to go astray. I live neither expecting gain nor pleasure. Why, you can't even begin to measure. There's power in the word. The real source of my treasure, the status or fame, I aim to clear my name, for I'm the real boss, and I intend to obtain all my loss. For God holds my faith. That's what you really hate. There is power in the word, which is what I've heard. Power in the word. I'll sow words of faith, for I know it's by God's grace that he will redeem me from this fate. To end this debate, I will now leave you in a state, for it's been hard to relate. I'll sing you a line or two, and if that doesn't do, then I'll send the word straight to you. There's power in the word.
Yes.
There's power in the word, which is what I've heard, that there's power in the word.
Oh, wow.
I know there's power in the word, Deborah. I know
yes.
that.
Yes.
That poem has fought for me many times.
Yes, yes. So true. Power in your word.
Yes, yes. If you have another one you'd like to share with us, I definitely encourage you to do so, admonish you to do so.
Well, I think I only pulled out one today, and
okay.
the rest of it is in my file, so.
Okay. I think I have one more here that you might be interested in. This was probably the most powerful poem I wrote. I had hip-hoppers asking me, could they take this and make it into a hip-hop beat? And I was a little afraid to do that because I thought it would take away from why I wrote it.
Yeah.
This particular one, I'm going to read the one that's called The Scar first. And somebody published this poem and came back and sent me the book and told me they had published me an anthology. And I was pretty pleased to see it, so I wasn't angry. This is called A Scar, and this is in reference to racism. A scar is sexism. Classism, ageism, and racism. A scar is isms that hold us back, creating a deficiency and a lack. A scar is visible but mostly unseen to the eyes of the average human being. They deter us from reaching our dreams. A scar can come in different sexes. Sometimes they can appear in heterosexuals. A scar can come in classes. They can suppress and even try to undermine the masses. A scar comes in all ages. Sometimes they don't develop to their full stages. A scar comes in all faces, and they can show up in unfamiliar places. Or you can even find them hiding there amongst the races.
Mm-hmm.
This one organization had published that and put it in a book, and I thought it was a poem I wrote to help fight. And it did fight. And when it got put in the anthology, I was so pleased because I said it can go on fighting even without me speaking the words. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this whole collection was, I could not come against certain entities and organizations. So when I wrote this particular collection, it was a fighting collection, and it was to strike back. And I'm taking a blow at illness today. I'm taking a blow at disease today.
Yes.
And we're striking back, you know, in the form of the Spirit. And I hope that these words are powerful enough that will cause people to know that you can stand up for yourself.
Yes,
you can rebuttal
absolutely.
Somebody. And you can call those powerful people out in the audience to assist you. And I'm going to ask Deborah to give us another prayer because this is an intercessory. And then I'll come back with another poem after that. Will you please, Deborah?
Yes. Father, we come boldly to your throne because you have given us access. And we just love you. And we just praise you. And we just worship you. Because you said that you make all things good, and your words are spirit, and they make alive. And we just thank you for all these words that we have spoken thus far, our words that make alive. And the prayer that we have prayed is making it, making us alive, and it's bringing our sister Maddie Harvey to life. And we just thank you, Father, hallelujah, for your goodness and enabling us to be able to come on the air and pray for one another. You said for us to pray for one another that we might be healed, hallelujah. You said to confess our faults. One another that we might be forgiven. And so, Father, we just thank you for giving us access and allowing us to be able to come into the Holy of Holies and to seek you and to talk to you and to converse with you and tell you all about our problems, which you already know. But you have given us that privilege, and we thank you for giving us that privilege tonight, Father, for you have ordained this very night. You have ordained prayer. You have ordained praise. You have ordained worship for your people. And so we thank you, Father, because you hear us and you know us and you grant our requests. And we thank you for taking this radio program further than my sister Sherelle could ever imagine. And that you will go out in the ether ways and begin to move by Holy Spirit and begin to touch and heal and deliver and set free your people. Amen.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Deborah, for that beautiful prayer. This is going to be a fighting poem because it's a soldier. And when I do this poem, I get into different character, Deborah, so I might not be myself. So shake me and jog me back to myself because I'm getting ready to go to another level.
Okay.
It's called A Real Soldier. Okay. I didn't come here to put on this gear, to align myself with your soldiers standing in fear. I'm not just rapping. I'm real sincere. For this time was preserved for was reserved for those who could persevere. You've got a real soldier. I thought I had told you that you've got a real soldier. And that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So you can lay down your arms, you imposters. This is for all you detailed characters in disguise. No longer will you be able to reprise. Didn't come here to win your medal prizes. I'm on a mission. That's what you really despise. You've got a real soldier. I thought I had told you that you got a real soldier and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So lay down your arms, you imposter. I took a job on tour overseas to only discover that my family and I would now be under siege. I'm behind enemy lines. I'm fighting in a war that's not even mine. I aim to stand my ground like the Board of Education versus Brown. You got a real soldier. I thought I had told you that you got a real soldier and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So lay down your arms, you imposter. So it was your plan to inseminate, false evidence to incriminate, which only led you to discriminate. Was it the scholar in me that caused you to hate, forcing you to enter into this fatal and senseless debate? Did you actually think that you could succeed to execute your own laws that you wouldn't even heed? You got a real soldier. I thought I had told you that you got a real soldier and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So lay down your arms, you imposter. While looking back in retrospective, you never should have challenged the queen of intellectual. Why didn't you know that I was sent from the green light of the benevolent? And you're battling me right here in your own land in the Netherlands. Why the very cries of the people, they summoned me here. They have a mighty warrior, void of all fear. Why, my very words are charged with energy and are ordered not to return unto me void, but to accomplish that which is attended unto your very ways you have amended. I'm a soldier. I thought I told you that I'm a soldier. And that no weapon formed against me, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So lay down your arms, you imposter. Refuse to take your brand. Instead, I took a stand. Now watch me enter into a divine man, attempted cultural genocide. I wonder will the courts override, or will this be immediate? Will this be the case for the media to decide? Wait, hold up. Didn't I tell you I was a born strategician? Why, you didn't know that you're dealing with one of the baddest practitioners? Why, I was born under the sign of fire. I entered the world with water surrounding me, having the whole host of heaven on my side. Therefore, I will not be reprised. Yes, I will not be reprised. You see, I was born in the year of Maya, which embodies the doctrine of divinity of law and order. I'll weigh your heart against the double halls of truth. And I'll throw the facade, and just as a rule of standard, I'll measure your deeds against the cubic two. Then I'll throw the papyrus scepter book at you. By now, you should know who I am. You should know who I am. I'm a real soldier. I thought I had told you that I'm a real soldier. So lay down your arms, you imposters. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. Deborah, that poem fought for me all over Europe.
Wow.
I had hip-hoppers coming to me saying, I want to use that to do my battle cry. I couldn't give it up because I knew it wasn't being used for what was intended.
Yeah.
I had colonels coming to me asking me who was the soldiers that were with me and why were all those people in their office. Mm-hmm. And these words became life. You know how the Bible talks about God will send his word, and the words will take life and heal them.
Yeah.
I'm praying that these words that we've spoken today will take life in them, and they'll become life for Mary Harvey and begin to pierce and infuse healing into the body of that broken vessel. And they will begin to do a mighty work. Just as we started off talking mighty wind, there's a mighty wind that's getting ready to flow over this earth today. And God has smiled upon us, Deborah. I want to thank you so much, my sister, for helping me in this journey, to helping me to carry this thing out. And I want you to know that Mary Harvey will be pleased. And I think that the angels, the ancestors will be pleased. They are satisfied. And I think we have done what we intended to come here to do. We give much praises, all praises to the Most High today. We have infiltrated the heavens today. We have made a penetration today. We have opened a way out of no way, Deborah, that the ancestors will be pleased today, and they will go on and continue to fight for us. It is up to us as living to stay in touch with the dead. And my sister is not dead. She is gone. Right now, we've called her back, and we say praises. God has smiled on us. And I'm going to put this song on real quick. Before you leave, Deborah, I'd like to speak with you. Thank you so much, my sister. God has smiled on us.
Oh,
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us in our attempt to address the enemy. We have broken down some walls today. We have penetrated. We have made a force become known. And I thank you so much, Deborah, for going the course with me. You're a real sister soldier. Maddie Harvey, my sister, you will be with me here to fight in the spirit and in the flesh. I decree a thing today. I thank you so much, audience, listening audience. And I want you to continue to listen in to our station. We're going to be here same time tomorrow, 646-478-0270. Please continue to listen in. This is a special dedication where saints had to come together and do a special work. We had to pull one of ours back. We had to call one of ours back. And we know that because we decreed this thing, God has heard our prayer. God has truly smiled on us. Listening audience, I'm giving you your world back. Thank you for being a part of the airwaves. The ethers in the airwaves today, the frequency levels have risen, I know. And all of the electrical technician boards are going out of whack, I know that. Because we have brought energy that no man could ever deceive coming on these airwaves. The frequency that we brought on these airwaves has made a difference in healing for many other people other than Maddie Harvey, I know. And I thank you for the opportunity when we're up today and can go forward in the spirit on the airwaves to make a difference for those people who are lost, they think, and those people who have no one to intercede on their behalf, they think. Today we have come together and we have put our energies together, and the frequency rims have risen over the airwaves today. Have made a difference in ancestors, I want to thank you. And spirit world, I want to thank you for assisting us. And all ocean and rivers and trees, thank you for aligning yourself with us, because you are kin to us. You are our kinfolk. And we thank you for being able to open up the seas today. Because, see, that one person who was putting a lamb for the record, was checking out. And we want to thank you. We want to thank you today. And we know it's done. We know it's done. We claim it by faith, and we walk after it by faith, as if my good sister is healed, fully healed. I'm going to thank you for all of the grace and the mercy, because your grace is sufficient. It is sufficient. We thank you that we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you that the word is made available to us today. We thank you that we are able to call forth the things that be not as though they were, and speak the thing into existence. Because we know our words are powerful like a two-edged sword. Cut going in, cut coming out. We're real soldiers today. Stand up and take back what's yours and decree a thing, and it will be established unto you. Listen to the audience. Thank you for listening to your world. I give you your world back. Thank you so much for being a part of this establishment. As we have to make intercessions today, we have to change conditions. And we had to change the content on the universe today. Powerful, powerful priestess and ambassadors praying today. God is pleased with us. I know we have ministry. And we thank you. Go on and finish your day. We thank you for listening. And please join us tomorrow. We'll be back in the air tomorrow. I say.